Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'll be your host today. In our next segment, On the Farm, we talk with Roger Johnson, the president of the National Farmers Union. Transitioning to pulse crops, peas, lentils, chickpeas, etc. North Dakota recently, or I should say Minot specifically, set aside some land. I believe the city purchased the land for, it used to be called United Pulse. Now they have a new name that starts with H, I think. Do you know much about that pulse market in the United States?
Yeah, I mean, it was a fairly active market when I was ag commissioner. The pulses tend to be grown in the northern latitudes. Canada is a very, very large producer of them, and so that's why, you know, sort of up along the border states is where you see a lot of the pulses grown. And there were several plants across North Dakota that were involved in conditioning the pulse crops. Williston, Minot, Garrison are three that come to mind. And I would assume that they continued to do that. I mean, most of those crops, because they're a food grade edible crop, the conditioning is rather robust. There's very expensive sorting equipment that's used in order to categorize them into the right kind of standards, and then they tend to be shipped in either totes or in containers until they get to destination. So it's a good crop, another very good rotation crop as well.
I'll just give you the floor, however you want to talk. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, there's I think the big issue that a lot of folks, farmers, are concerned with right now is these market prices have come down pretty dramatically, and as a consequence, the margins are either negative or extremely narrow. It's a big issue, I'm sure, in North Dakota as well as it is across the country. Initially, it was sort of the grains that led the trend down 3-4 years ago. Most of those markets now are at half of what they were, which is a dramatic decrease. And then, in particular, the last year, couple years, you saw the livestock complex fall off quite dramatically as well. So there's a lot of financial stress out there in farm country, and we're beginning to see Congress, both in the House, now in the Senate, starting to tee up some hearings on the farm economy, whether they are, you know, sort of deemed as precursors to the next farm bill or not, is, you know, some would say it's a little bit early to do that. But clearly, there's growing concern around the country, and that's an issue that we spend an awful lot of time focused on. We want farm policies that help farmers during difficult times. So when the market collapses, there should be some sort of price support that helps them carry on to the next year. And when disaster strike, there should be policies like a strong crop insurance program and those sorts of things that farmers can rely on to tide them over until the next year and a chance for another crop. So we spend a lot of our time working on those issues, a lot of time working on renewable energy. It's a very important priority of ours as well, because that's sort of additional demand for a lot of the products that are produced on the farm, and anytime you can create additional demand, that helps to nudge that market price a bit higher.
To listen to the full-length interview with Roger Johnson, president of the National Farmers Union, or to listen to other On the Farm features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
The Real American Jam, a concert benefiting the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th, 16th, and 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch west of Medora. Joe Diffie, Corb Lund, Ned Ledoux, Bart Crowe, and more will be performing. Tickets available now at realamericanjam.com. Camping's available. Call to reserve a spot, 701-623-4200. The Real American Jam, for the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th through the 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch. realamericanjam.com and buffalogapguestranch.com has complete details.
The 4th Annual Bach and Barbecue is happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. Live music from the Blue Ribbon Band, beverages from Armies West, and brisket, chicken, ribs, and much, much more vying for this year's Bach and Barbecue Trophy. The cost is $15 a person, kids 10 and under for free, and all the proceeds go to benefit Make-A-Wish North Dakota. That's the 4th Annual Bach and Barbecue, happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. That's the 4th Annual Bach and Barbecue. The Cannabis Caucus is a 12-part series devoted to educating and informing the public about cannabis, hemp, medicine, and how the industry impacts the economy. There are 24 states with a comprehensive medical cannabis program, and over 20 states are indicating it will be on their 2016 general election ballot. 17 states allow the cultivation of hemp, plus there are some passing cannabis policies within their own state government. And then there are the 4 states that allow recreation. It seems no matter where you turn, the cannabis domino has fallen. The Cannabis Caucus interviews law enforcement officers, policymakers, dispensary owners, medical doctors, activists, and those living and working within the industry on a day-to-day basis. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm an award-winning journalist, executive producer, and talk show host. And this is the Cannabis Caucus 2016. In this very special edition of our Cannabis Caucus 2016, we talk with Carlos Afaro, Arizona Political Director for the Marijuana Policy Project. Plus, Carlos Afaro is the Deputy Campaign Manager for the Campaign to Regulate Marijuana Like Alcohol in Arizona.
Hello, I'm Carlos Afaro. I'm Deputy Campaign Manager for the Campaign to Regulate Marijuana Like Alcohol in Arizona.
How about the medicinal side of things? You guys have been, Arizona has had medicinal marijuana, medicinal cannabis now. How's that going? What is the state, I guess, issued in terms of thumbs up, thumbs down, or just kind of there? What does the state say, and then what does the general public say?
Yeah, sure. So in 2010, Arizona voters voted for the legalization of medical marijuana. So we put in a medical marijuana program, and back then it was a very close election. It was about 4,400 votes that got us the victory, and for the last 5 years, we've had a program that has been working with dispensaries all across the state, with patients getting the medicine that they need, with no violence being, no uptick in violence, no uptick in any sort of worries or anything with dispensaries. What we do see is over 90,000 patients just in Arizona who are getting their medicine, who are law-abiding citizens, responsible citizens, that after work, instead of enjoying a cocktail or a beer, they enjoy a little bit of marijuana. And that is not a crime anymore for medical patients, and it shouldn't be a crime. So this is why this initiative is so important. There are people still being arrested in our state for consuming something that is objectively less harmful than alcohol. And it really, it does sound ridiculous. It's as ridiculous as if we were going to arrest somebody for drinking a beer or a cocktail at dinner. And that's what we're doing, and that's what we have been doing for the last decade.
And that was Carlos Afaro, Arizona Political Director for the Marijuana Policy Project and the Deputy Campaign Manager for the Campaign to Regulate Marijuana Like Alcohol in Arizona. To listen to the full-length interview or other special features, a part of our 12-part series on the Cannabis Caucus 2016, visit our parent company's website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies. I'm an award-winning multimedia journalist, executive producer, and talk show host. And I thank you folks for tuning in to the Cannabis Caucus 2016, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. The 4th Annual Bach and Barbecue is happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. Live music from the Blue Ribbon Band, beverages from Armies West, and brisket, chicken, ribs, and much, much more vying for this year's Bakken Barbecue Trophy. The cost is $15 a person, kids 10 and under for free, and all the proceeds go to benefit Make-A-Wish North Dakota. That's the fourth annual Bakken Barbecue, happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. That's the fourth annual Bakken Barbecue.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Hey folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spies and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is without a doubt my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. They're a three-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. Now listen, if I didn't believe that the Lodge at Deadwood was the best place to stay in the Black Hills, I wouldn't be doing this testimonial across our media network, which spans 5 states and 30 plus radio stations. And I feel very confident when I say the Lodge at Deadwood will exceed all your expectations. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com.